Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So, have you heard of the 18th century French painter Anne Vallée-Coster? She's not exactly a household name, but she was one of the most important artists of her time. One of her long-lost paintings resurfaced late last year, and the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. has paid millions of dollars to purchase it at auction. Elliot Williams of member station WAMU tells us more.
Behind a secret door at the National Gallery's West Building lies a maze of dark hallways. One of these leads to a humidity-controlled studio where senior conservator Michael Swicklick takes microscopes, chisels, and brushes to centuries-old masterpieces.
We have these crazy fume evacuation trunks, and it looks very high-tech in here. And we have paintings in here from as early as the 16th century to the 21st century.
Some paintings can take up to 8 years to restore or research, depending on their condition. Small details matter here.
The natural light is really important, and this is north light, which is the most even throughout the day.
His latest project is a roughly 3x4-foot oil painting that Anne Vallée-Coster presented at the 1783 Paris Salon and then kept for herself, as it was reportedly one of her favorites. Titled Still Life with Flowers and an Alabaster Vase and Fruit, it depicts vivid hydrangeas in red poppies, grapes, peaches, and a pineapple, a symbol of luxury at the time. The painting was discovered last year when a family in northeastern France revealed they had held onto it for generations without knowing its origins. Swicklick says he found it in relatively good condition for its age, but its flowers had dulled, and some parts had been painted over by an amateur. There were bulges he needed to smooth over, a tear near the bottom, and a piece of plywood he nervously whittled away.
It was nerve-wracking because it was a really sharp tool, and if you slip, you can make your life worse.
The National Gallery spent $2.8 million on this work. Art historian Kelsey Brosnan, who was writing a book about Vallée-Coster, says the painting is worth every penny.
It's really going to raise the visibility of this artist to a new generation who are increasingly interested in female artists and learning more about their history.
Vallée-Coster had been a member of the French Royal Academy for over a decade when she made the painting and was one of just 15 women ever admitted in its 150-year history. The daughter of a goldsmith, she learned to navigate the shifting political tides by making some powerful acquaintances.
Marie Antoinette, the wife of Louis XVI, was actually one of her most important early patrons. Marie Antoinette buys her work. Marie Antoinette advocates for Vallée-Coster to earn her own apartment and studio at the Louvre.
Even during the French Revolution and the rise of Napoleon, she found a way to remain relevant by selling her art to Empress Josephine.
So she's really successful in kind of establishing connections with powerful female patrons and navigating those political changes as they come.
While the women who were admitted to the French Royal Academy were exceptional, they were not the exception, says Melissa Hyde. She's an art historian at the University of Florida and says hundreds of women exhibited in multiple mediums in 18th century France and England.
There is a lot of talk about forgotten women artists, and I would want to insist that they have not been forgotten, that they have been systematically written out of art history.
There are only a few women represented in the National Gallery's collection of 18th century French art. Curator Aaron Weil insists that the museum didn't acquire the Vallée-Coster to pander or fill a void.
We're not interested in acquiring a work by a woman artist just because she's a woman artist. She has to be a great artist as well, and Vallée-Coster is. She was recognized in her own time as the greatest still life painter in France of her generation. And so, you know, for a long time, she was on the top of our list for artists we wanted to acquire, and we just had to wait for the right one.
It's estimated it will take about 400 hours over a total of 6 months to restore the painting, and it could be on display at the National Gallery as early as this summer. And perhaps then, 200 years after her time, Anne Vallée-Coster will become a household name in the U.S. For Here and Now, I'm Elliot Williams.